So let's find some graduation between about maybe 10 cents off of Forte up to the double four, and have each one graduated. And so that sense of excitement each time, and each one of those sequences has a certain level each time. Okay, this is rehearsal 8 again, because it happens in the orchestra. Gentlemen, right at rehearsal 9. And, E natural, not E, it's kind of sinking in. faces. I mean, you gotta look. I'm giving you a look, but I'm not gonna like do this. Because there's other stuff that's going on in the orchestra, so you gotta know where that entry is. Okay, so let's do 329, please. Of the page turn and the cutoff. So cutoff right on two. Good. Bass is very nice. All these, the whole notes that you're singing, they have real quality to them. It's very nice. It's a very nice sound. Can we go back to rehearsal 22, please? And. that and then start to end it to get into the moving section, okay? Here we go. Right there, 25, F. Between rehearsal 21 and rehearsal 24. So make sure you check those words, and I think we're good. Yes?
Is it beneath and before, or?
B-I-H, yeah, big. And there was a question?
Yeah, on page 26, we say the air.
Yes.
And I think, well, just want to clarify.
Should be the air. So if you need to write an extra E, or if you know IPA, put your symbol.
Homage.
Okay, no H. Yes. Yes.
You want the same release as for rehearsal 26 and the
for Konchak?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes. And
yes, measure 620. You still want just the five sopranos on
please.
The high G?
Is that and what we just had?
I believe more than. So I'll just kind of reiterate the names of Erica. I knew Teresa Roder and myself for 6:20 and then 6:27 p.m. for the high A.
Yes.
G to the E.
Yes.
So if you have questions, let me know.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, yes, sir?
Measure 2, 9, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The base is there. Get out of the way, I think, by putting the K on early. Get out of the way of the center central.
Right, so we just had that discussion that it goes on the second half of the bar.
That we did there. But
correct.
Then,
and then the question, yes. And so then the second time it happens, the same.
But I'm sorry, then there's, I've lost my place. Four. Measure there's twice we close with the K just before the tenors enter with the K.
Right, and measure on page 31 is that
and,
the other
and
one?
That might be nice for us to carry the K and do our K with the tenor K.
Are you speaking of page 31?
31.
Yeah.
Closer. I'm not doing three.
It's the same cutoff.
Same cutoff.
Yes.
No, oh, that one is yes, but that's not. There's twice we do it, they enter with a con, and we end with a K.
Can you speak of a specific measure?
Okay, page 34, 563, 4.
34,
562. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 2, 3.
I'd like your cutoff to be the same. So
before there.
Yeah. So the group, the ensemble cutoff is together, and then they go on.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Okay. So let's go to the Galindo, please. We did our mark through. If you don't have any obvious questions, let's just start at the beginning. And the way that I'd like to work is look at the specific little cells. So we'll start in measure 28 with the basses, and we'll go up the parts 1, 2, 3, 4, to look at your sequence for this recurring phrase, stride, glide, collide. Now, for this again, there is a dynamic contour that is fairly consistent. So we want to notice that and then do it. Okay, so here we are. Susan, can you play measure 28? The basses are going to come in, but if you could just play measure 28 and then we'll figure out what our note is. So, sharp 4, 5, 1. So one more time, here's 28. Okay, so let's do 28 once again. And up.
Glide, glide, collide.
Good. So not the speaking, this is just the bass musical line. So the dynamic in the middle one crescendos to double forte. Same thing with the second event, the third event, crescendo from mezzo forte to double forte. So let's try that. This is from 28. And so now if, as we're going along, other parts are trying from the figure at 28 to get your pitch as we do this. And. sing your pitch. Overnight play. Okay, so we're going to go on. And... Second sopranos, you sing the part that's lower. We're just doing the top part. Once again, 28. Yeah. Dynamics. Okay. Yeah, so dynamics and counting. Okay, 28. Last time. Gets bigger. Bigger. Good. With the basses. Good. Can I hear the two inner parts? the same melodic sequence, but with a different intro. So let's go to measure 50 on the next page. So in measure 51, that thing that it doesn't, we can't figure out what it is, it's an arrow that's part of a portamento, okay, which we can't play on the piano.
Just brilliant.
Actually, yeah, exactly. Prepared piano, we're going to do this with this piece. So here we are, let's try it. And actually, Susan, can you play the two G's in 51? From that G, let's sing your chord. Good, if I could have the B natural a little bit higher. So this is measure 50. And,
I will not be here next week, so when you come in, you will.
won't see me.
It's a good thing I'm on vacation. Maxine will be here early to open up the church, and she'll have the sign-in sheets, and of course, those will be here. Board members will be taking care of voicemail and email, so just ask the questions that you need to ask, and they'll get answered. I think that's it. Susan Amilo has something real quick about the Break Bread concert.
There is a possibility, not a given thing, but a possibility that all of the choruses together could sing a song about peace in the world.
Yeah.
And the catch is, we would need to make a presentation to Michael and to the choral directors so that they could decide whether or not a song that we would come up with would be suitable if they're willing to do it. I'm looking for volunteers to help me find said suitable song. And if you come up to me during the break, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, Suzanne?
I put a couple of things at the end of the table that people have left in last dinners. If any of our volunteers
For the section leaders, if they've seen, I have the sign-up sheets for the...
For Saturday. Maxine has sign-up sheets for Saturday and Wednesday, since I will not be here. That's it.
Group in the middle of the front row, middle of the front of the balcony, reserved. I hope we need more. I don't have a sheet this week. I'll bring one next week, right? Well,
to go bypass the women's stuff, the all women's stuff, and go to page 6. This is where the solo mezzo bit is. Just getting the sequences straight. Measure 50 is solo mezzo. Measure 54. Unison, mezzos, and then anybody, any of the women that would like to sing that, you're in. In 57, all the sopranos. And then 66 is where the men enter again. Okay, so let's do that bit. But let's first play what you're going to hear in measure 47. No, 48 at the top. Just to hear what's on the top, that's this bit. Okay, so... is that a G? Isn't that an E on the top there?
It's an E flat.
Thank you. Yes.
I only know that because the chord on the lot lower sounds like E flat.
Right. So can we play 46? 46. And... just to give everybody a chance to listen to it a little slow, yeah, for the, just a second. And two. Auditioning for the solo mezzo bit. Oops, come on and sing out then. All right, so once again, 46. And yeah, let's make it a rest just so, so we can release and go on to the rest of the...
I don't mean to be a stickler, but measure numbers now. I'm make sure I'm following you. It looks as if there are a layperson's standpoint.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Because in my notes, it'll make
now, he's just gone up to different sections, and starts a new numbering system. So if you go by page number and then use whichever set you want.
Oh, okay.
Let's go from 54. Yeah, because it can be confusing.
Sure.
Here we go. And up.
Glory of Shepherd Street.
Why the hanging on into the half note, half rest. Okay? So just count. Right there. And up.
Though we have shared these streets before, my heart remains unfazed. So this is the section where we're going to have the solo singers in measure 50, starting in pick up to 54, right? Okay, so we're going to go from measure 42, everybody sings, stride, glide, collide. And let's just play slowly. All this stuff goes quickly, but I want you to start to get a sense of the harmony without panicking. Okay? go. And we'll play 42. Inner voices. And so tenor, where are you getting your pitch? So from the trombone, ba, ba, ba. So let's try it again, 42. And souls, come on now. So, okay. So, 1, 2, 3.
I am a soul.
So just the rhythms, it's written a little bit oddly, but my land's besieged and I wish for peace. Just keep the eighth note going. Okay, let's just try that same thing once again. One, two, three. Okay, so nice and big. No, we're not trying to keep it quiet. We have to fill up our space. My hands are strong. These are strong. This is a strong woman. Okay? How many people again? One, two, three. Nobody else? Anybody else look at it? Yes? Okay. Jump in. There was a whole list of people. Hold on. Jenny Bruce, Lori Franks, Teresa Nelson, Wendy St. John, Allison Shaw, Catherine Singh, Wendy Fitch, Maxine Butler, Teresa Ritter, Chris Nickel, Rena David, Karen Maris, Carol Wong, Charmaine Ferreira, R.T. Babu. Jump on in. Yeah? Well, you're in the group because you sang above that in your audition. And it's, hey, jump on in. This is safe territory. We're all singing together. Well, I'm going to ask you to use your non-vibrato technique. Okay, so one more time. Two, three.
My hands are
two.
pastors again is they don't get taught how to write for the voice.
Because you don't want text up there, right?
Right. It's trying to give us narrative on a high C. No. And only Mozart and Leonard Bernstein had the freaky friends who could actually sing in both of these ranges. So it's weird. I'm trying to get him to either rewrite it or have two different people sing it. So don't stand back from the solo because you think, oh, I can't sing a high C. Learn the rest of it. Okay? All right. So Saturday we'll hit this again. Looking. All right, so here we are on page 15. This is the bus driver song. But we've got tenors and women doing this. Okay? So you see your notes there, tenors, you're starting in on that G. And now here's the cello part that comes in the bar before. And so this is measure two, top voice. It's a whole step, right? And you're getting your pitch from what? No, the cello is on an E natural. Bum, bum. So sopranos, the flute part that's written up there, the first note is E, D, C, A. Okay, here we go. All right, again, measure two. And. All right, so now with the second voice down from the cello part. Just hear it from the piano, because when you hear it from the orchestra, it'll sound a little bit different. You want to be able to hear something and get your pitch. Hear it from somewhere, get your pitch. Okay? All right. So once again, this is the outside voices, tenor and top women. And then we'll add in that second voice. Here we go. And. Adding the second voice down, and okay, so you hear it. It's an E major 7, E7 chord, and then so now adding the third voice down, and. Okay, one more time, and up.
voice up. This is the best, and one. Going to page 22, who's looked at the top part? And who's looked at the second part down? This is page 22, bus driver, storekeeper. Am I going to have to sign you to these? Third part down, manicures? Okay. Nobody's looked at the middle part? Okay. All right, so let's try this. We're just going to keep going. This is right at rehearsal H. 3, 4, and 1. Measure 5 right there after rehearsal I. Here we get the violin and 1. There's an E. Here's the chord. 2. It's just a quarter note. 3, 4. Okay, here we go. Here's the E natural. 2, 3, 4.
Stride.
1 beat.
Stride.
3, 4, 1. So if you're a soprano and you're in the speaking voice, you need to be at the top of your speaking range. Fall down, get up. Okay? So across the whole human speaking range. Here we go. Fall, stream, and.
Stream, course, fall down.
Okay, can we go please to page 35? And what's happening in the 3 or 4 bars before you start to sing there are some G natural triplets, quarter note triplets, so we're going to play those and then basses come in, and then everybody else comes in. Okay, so we're going to play 1 bar before, actually 2 bars before you come in.
We're going
to
do 2
and 4 for right now. And, second line up at measure 131, right?
Yeah.
You have that? So can I hear the basses at 131? Just the bass, just the low voice, which is the second line up. Here we go, and
four
and one. Here we go. Three and four and one. Second sopranos and altos, which is in the pick up to 53. One, two, three. Okay, stop. So who's second soprano? So you all are singing the G and moving forward, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I think that the assignment was... Is it, what's, oh, wait a minute. No, you're singing an F natural?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, my mistake. You're singing the F natural and going on.
Yes.
So, the we have shared these streets before.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so that part. One, two, yeah, it's F natural.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Okay. More of a before. Open it up just a little bit. So one more time, second sopranos and altos. Starting right on the downbeat of 53. That was my mistake. Three, four. Okay, one more time, and let's get the four in the right place. Just have the altos. We have shared. Three, four. Happens in the middle there? Okay. These goes on B3. Last time. Three, four. That's it. Okay, good. So now, we, two, three. So, yeah. So, first soprano split, right?
Yes.
Who's singing the top? And who's singing the B, E flat? Just two people? Oh, just three people singing? Okay. So now, can I have measure 52 right there? Basses, all the basses, and then with the sopranos entering. The first sopranos on both those notes. Here we go. And So we need a nice C minor chord. One more time. Same thing. And before that happens, just those voice parts. And 4.
Okay, right on before.
Mm-hmm. That gives everybody enough time to breathe for the next event. Does everybody have that?
Where do you want from the downbeat?
On before. Okay. All right, so now this is everybody. 2 bars before. Singing anything in bar 54 and then waiting for the downbeat of the next page. So put a VS, verso subito, after you finish singing us, and then ready. And you just have a from the C down to the F as a fifth. One more time. This is good. 2 bars. And give us 131. Yeah, the measure page 36. Sorry, those are the other numbers. And hit these bits on page 43 on Saturday. Let's go to the foray, please.
Yes.
Thank you. that nice, ignore that dynamic. Ignore it. Ignore the dynamic. Beautiful singing. Everybody's psyche. It's okay. From the beginning. So don't try to break up the words. Just make them one long phrase, okay? So this is letter D, please. Top of the next page.
We don't do minuet there at all?
Yes. but not before that, and not on the first beat. I don't see molto or subito or anything written there. It's just that's the. So the word is diminuendo, which is an active word. It's a gerund, so that means it's actively getting smaller, but starting at that moment. Okay, starting at that moment. So let's do. We have to go back. So this is letter E. And up. So liturgically, Sanctum, holy, 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 and in the musical rhetoric for the flute is the Holy Spirit. So this is a very, very religiously and musically, rhetorically loaded moment, and it's just, it's full, okay? Kadosh, kadosh, and Holy Spirit, all that. Yeah. Going on. Number five, third page 39.
Thank you.
alto in the first bar of page 47, and then we keep going. So each bar at the bottom of 47 is stronger. Not louder than you can sing beautifully, but strong. Okay? All right, here we go. How about from 46, second bar? And the basses lead this. You sopranos are a harmonic on the top of what they're doing. Think of it that way. It's not leading from the top. It leads from the bottom. And give it to them.